are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's Tuesday. It's another week of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. What's happening, everybody? Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Matt Derry with you, Locked On Podcast Network, Tuesday, May 26th and Wednesday, May 27th. We talk Detroit Lions football with you each and every day on the program today. One positive story and one story that I think has some legs, and I like the idea of the story. Peter King wrote about the Lions wide receiver room. That's coming up here on the program today. And one story that's not so nice. Doug Farrar from USA Today posted something on Twitter about the Lions defense, and I want to take a deeper dive into it and how I think this defense that was the second worst in the league last year has the capability of doing better. All of that today here on the program. Plus, we got to get into a little bit of the match from the weekend. That was such a win for the NFL, and I'll kind of explain that too here on Locked On Lions today. We are brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. Oh my goodness, four new flavors at BuiltBar.com. Use a promo code Locked On. You get $10 off your first order. It's the best tasting protein bar ever. And also brought to you by our friends at Mima Remedies, CBD company. They sent me some CBD oil. My wife has already tried it. A full spectrum CBD company based right here out of Michigan. Follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions. Also, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. I was just talking to my buddy, a former UDJ legend, Jack Donnelly today. Go Cubs. Now the Detroit Historical Society. Check them out at DetroitHistorical.org. You want history of Detroit? Check out their website. The Detroit Historical Society is awesome. And saying hello to JD Jack Donnelly. All right, so where do we start today? I want to do this deep dive first, and let's get this out of the way. Doug Farrar, and a shout out. I'm just throwing shout outs to everybody here. My buddy Al sent me this tweet from Doug Farrar. He writes for USA Today at NFL underscore Doug Farrar, F-A-R-R-A-R. Know your personnel, he writes. In 2019, the Lions played 336 snaps in man coverage, the most in the NFL. Can you imagine the people that have to like put that together, that stat together, and watch that enough tape to count that? 336 snaps of defense in man coverage. Detroit allowed, in man coverage, 23 touchdowns to just 3 interceptions. 336 snaps and only 3 interceptions? Like, that can't be right, right? And I was kind of taking a look at this, and I realized that if you read something like this, take a little sip of my water here. If you take a look at this really seriously, the Lions needed to make some pretty big changes on their defense, because in man coverage, in what the Lions like to do, and again, the Lions faced some very good offenses last year. They went up against Patrick Mahomes. They faced Aaron Rodgers twice. They faced the Vikings twice. All right? They had their hands full on numerous occasions last season. They saw some pretty good defenses or pretty good offenses. Dallas, Daniel Jones and the Giants even lit them up. They went into Philadelphia. They escaped that win against Carson Wentz and the Eagles thanks to some drop passes, but it seemed like every week the Lions defense was really up against it. Then you throw in the injury factor and guys didn't play well, all of those things. You know, Deshaun Hand was pretty much out for the whole season. Darius Slay was not Darius Slay, although he did have a good year and made the Pro Bowl. But, you start at one point they had a rookie safety on one side and a second-year safety on the other. But I'm trying to take a deep dive into this. That's nearly impossible to only take the football away in man coverage, defending the pass 3 times. That's nearly impossible. Think about this. The Patriots, whom the Lions want to be, right? Who they emulate, heck, they sign every effing Patriot known to mankind. The Patriots played the second most man-covered snaps. They had 291. They allowed 10 touchdowns and picked off 18 passes. Oh, my goodness. So, oh, by the way, Farrar writes, last season, the three best cornerbacks in man per QBR allowed were Patriots, J.C. Jackson, Jason McCourty, and Stephon Gilmore. So the Patriots, and again, he writes, know your personnel. So the Lions' personnel wasn't good enough to play man, yet they continued to play man and only took the football away through the air three times. The Patriots played man a lot, like 40 less snaps than the Lions. Actually, 50. 291. And they had 18 interceptions. Now, the Lions have nobody, and I repeat, nobody on their defensive unit that is Stephon Gilmore. Stephon Gilmore is one of the top cornerbacks in the NFL. Now, Darius Slay is a very good cornerback. Darius Slay's made the Pro Bowl. Darius Slay was probably the Lions' best player on defense. But Stephon Gilmore's head of the class. He's a top 20 player in the NFL. I forgot where Pete Prisco had him, but it was very high. So, with this being said, and you look at the Lions, you go, okay, how many new faces are on this defense are going to be playing a lot? Well, the Lions right now, if you look at the depth chart, and I'm not saying look at the Lions depth chart like their official one, go by the one in your head. Look at the players and go, who's going to start? All right? John Atkins played a lot last year, and at least as of right now, if you look at the D tackles, you would think, all right, it's either going to be John Atkins, Nick Williams, the newly signed D tackle from the Bears. Any of those guys. Those are new starters. So there's one. Danny Shelton replaces Snacks. There's two. Trey Flowers will start. That's not a new face. Possibly Julian Okwara or Romeo Okwara, but I'll say it's Romeo Okwara. Let's say he starts. So out of the four down linemen, two new ones. Jamie Collins is definitely going to be an outside linebacker starter. There's three. Jared Davis, the team loves him. There's another one, Christian Jones. Those guys are both back. We get to the secondary. It's brand spanking new. Three new starters in the secondary. Trufant, so that's four. Harmon, that's five. Okuda, that's six. So six of the 11 starters, if you go by that, are going to be new bodies. That is more than half of your defense. Of course, half of 11 is 5.5, so 6 is more than 5.5. I'm doing the math. Not great at it, but I'm doing it. So the Lions personnel, there's changeover for sure. Now, will Will Harris play a lot? Yes. Didn't mention him. Will Justin Coleman play a lot? Yes. Didn't mention him. Will Jelani Tavai play a lot? Yes. Didn't mention him. Julian Okwara? Yes. But I don't know. Austin Bryant? Yes. Mention Atkins, Kevin Strong, maybe even this Elijah Lee, Reggie Ragland. There's a lot of new faces. If they have to play four cornerbacks, you've got new ones. Daryl Roberts. Who's the other one? Mike Ford. He's, you know, Oruwariye. So there's a lot of new faces on this defense. But here's the bottom line with Matt Patricia. He and defensive coordinator Corey Undland do have to know their personnel. Because unless you're just saying Trufant, Harmon, and Okuda are going to take the football away much more than Melvin, Slay, Diggs, Harris a year ago, is that a guarantee? Is that a guarantee? No. That's why they should not and cannot play 336 snaps of man next year. Because you're asking a lot of a rookie in Okuda. You're asking a lot of a 30-year-old off of an injury in Trufant. and you're asking a lot of Jamie Collins to have to be the guy to get to the passer, if that's what he's going to do a lot of. So, yes, there's some changeover, 6 out of 11. But I'm looking at the coaching staff. And Doug Farrar's right. You got to know your personnel. You have to. You have to. All right, when we come back, something I like that the coaching staff might just be doing. First, Built Bars. Oh, my goodness gracious. Didn't have my Built Bar this morning, and I'm feeling it. I love this protein bar. It's like a candy bar. It's good for you. And you find them online at BuiltBar.com. And you get $10 off if you use the promo code LOCKEDON. Protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. They got the mint chocolate brownie one. They got the peanut butter brownie. Toasted almond. They got everything you want. Vanilla. They're all drenched in 100% chocolate. And now, 4 new flavors. Peanut butter banana. Pineapple upside down cake. Coconut pecan pie, and blueberry lemon. 4 new flavors this week. How about that? Built bars are unbelievable, folks. Soft, easy to chew, tastes just like a candy bar. Better than a Clif bar or any of these other crappy ones. These are the best. And they're great for the health-conscious guy. I mentioned that mint brownie bar before. It's only 110 calories. You got to be kidding me. Only 110 calories. 15 grams of protein, 4 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your first order. Promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Plus, this week only, you get an extra $5 off every box. $15 off this week, just this week, at BuiltBar.com. All right, back at Locked On Lions, I'm Matt Derry with you on this Tuesday. Hope everybody had a safe and a healthy Memorial Day weekend. Peter King was invited to and sat in on a Lions team meeting via Zoom last week, and it was a meeting of wide receivers, as he wrote at Pro Football Talk and NBCSports.com. Peter King mentioned, all right, as sort of a footnote, that Robert Prince, the wide receivers coach, was running this meeting. And in the meeting was none other than Jamal Agnew. All right? Remember him as a rookie, 2 punt returns for touchdowns, first team All-Pro as a return man. All right, the last 3 years has been up and down for Jamal Agnew. But on this show, if you've listened to this podcast, I've said it numerous times, whether it was Jim Bob Cooter, whether it was Daryl Bevel, the Lions need to utilize Jamal Agnew's skill set on offense. The guy's explosive when he touches the ball. He had fumbling problems last year and the year before. Wasn't he benched? Was that last year or the year before he was benched? I think it was 2 years ago. And now the Lions have a lot of different options at returner if Agnew can't cut it as a cornerback. All right, Jason Huntley can be a return guy. There's a bunch of guys. Cephas, there's got a big Lions of a bunch of options at return man. DeAndre Swift. All right, and we know this. Special teams and kick returns, at least, are being definitely phased out. But what I find interesting is Agnew was in the wide receivers room. Peter King referred to him as a, quote, converted DB, end quote, and was in this meeting along with, you know, Galladay, Amendola, Quintez Cephas, and the crew of 11 Lions receivers. Now, again, no one knows if Jamal Agnew has been in these receiver meetings before. Last year, he was on offense 16 snaps. 16. He's run for 35 yards on reverses. He's caught 4 balls. He played in 10 of the 16 snaps on offense in week 17 last year. But I like this a lot. And if I'm Daryl Bevel and the offense, let's go. Now, I get it. There's a lot of depth at receiver for the Lions. Galladay. They drafted Travis Fulgham last year, Marvin Hall, Cephas. Chris Lacy they like, Geronimo Allison, Marvin Jones, Danny Amendola. So there's a lot of names there. Geronimo Allison is definitely intriguing for sure. The former Packer. What will he do? Can he cut it? Because he had a lousy year last year. Also, the Lions signed Jeremy Davis, the former Charger, as sort of a special teams guy, but he was also in that meeting. So the Lions have some depth. They got a lot of different guys that are thrown in there. But after Galladay, Jones, and Amendola, it's anybody's guess who else is going to play. Fulgham's unproven. Geronimo Allison probably will make the team, but signed for like the minimum. Marvin Hall, hey, the Lions like him. But, you know, how much will he play? Quintez Cephas, you got to figure, is going to be on this team. So if you had to say, all right, if the Lions are always going to have five active receivers, it would be Cephas, Allison, Amendola, Jones, and Galladay. But I like this idea of Jamal Agnew spending some time on offense, more time than he has in the past. Put him in space. Put him in motion, even if he doesn't touch the ball. Using him as a decoy. And I love that Peter King's calling him a converted DB, because I think the Lions are scared to put him out there as a cornerback. But I think they feel like they have more depth at cornerback than you and I think. So, I like it. I love seeing that little nugget from Peter King. Then you throw in the tight ends that this team supposedly has, that supposedly is going to be good this year. All right, Jesse James was a bust last year. He's got to be better. TJ Hockenson, not calling him a bust yet. Isaac Nauta, Hunter Bryant, underrated in college, didn't get drafted. Lions scooped him up. Lions have some options there. But I like this idea of Jamal Agnew touching the ball on offense. Make it happen, Lions. Come on. Guy's got speed. He's the fastest guy on the team. He's faster than Amendola, Jones, or Galladay. Not even close. You know, maybe DeAndre Swift, although DeAndre Swift isn't considered a burner. But I like this, and I think the Lions need to find a way to do more of that with Jamal Agnew. Just add, this offense is going to be good. It's going to be good. But I'm not saying gimmick it up all the time, but put him out there and make defenses think. I want to talk to you about my friends at Mima Remedies, a CBD company providing full-spectrum CBD hemp oil and a flower. They are owned by Michigan State alums, the great Brandon Denler, and Southwest Michigan residents. All right? Brandon got his start in this industry working with other Michigan State alums. He was growing a CBD hemp organically in Oregon. It's CO2 extracted, full spectrum CBD, only two ingredients. It's the best stuff out there. They sent some to me. My wife used it. She's always got aches and pains. Needs something different, right? That's what this CBD company is all about, making you feel good and better and healthier. All right, full spectrum extract retains terpenes and flavor of hemp flower, no additives or flavoring. All products third-party lab tested, always below 0.3% THC. To celebrate Mima's first season growing their own hemp right here in Michigan, Locked On Lions listeners, you're getting 25% off if you go to Mima Remedies. That's MimaRemedies, Mima Remedies.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Check them out on Instagram at Mima Remedies, Facebook, and again at MimaRemedies.com. If you're looking for high-quality CBD products from a brand you can trust, Mima is a match made right here in Michigan. All right, everybody. No surprise, the ratings were through the roof the other day for the match on Sunday night, late Sunday afternoon. The Peyton Manning-Tom Brady match, as a Manning and Tiger Woods went up against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady to raise $20 million for COVID relief. And I'm not a big golf fan per se, but I watched this. I watched most of it. And I got to tell you, it's just, it's another huge win for the NFL. And I'll tell you why. Because these guys, whether it's Tom Brady, who is a current player, or Peyton Manning, a retired player, it keeps the NFL top of mind. And right now, the NFL is not going to be starting anytime soon. We know that. It's May. It might not even start on time based on the pandemic. We'll see. They're saying it will. But these other sports like Major League Baseball trying to get back, NBA trying to get back, NHL trying to get back, are all going to be on the field or on the ice or on the court before the NFL. But what the league does that is so smart is it markets its players and it allows its players to do things like this. All right, nobody would have seen Tom Brady from a personality standpoint in any type of other situation than 3 or 4 hours of golf where he's mic'd up. The league has to okay all this stuff. And here's Peyton Manning, an alumnus of the NFL, kind of showing off. It makes you want to go out and watch NFL football, highlights. And this is where the NFL gets it. So we can sit here and complain and bitch and moan. Some of you Lions have, I'm done. No, you're not. The NFL's always top of mind. Even when it's just a golf match, we're talking football. We're seeing some of the NFL's best. So any naysayers out there, that's good. That's a good thing for the sport when you've got some of its ambassadors, Brady, Peyton Manning, just taking part in a charity golf tournament or match. It was great. And that's a win for the NFL all day. All right, we're brought to you today by Mima Remedies and by Built Bar. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Talk to you tomorrow.